Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Governor Gavin Newsom's wife, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, has a new position in the governor's office. Phil, tell us about it.
It's the first partner, okay? And she's going to have an office just down the hall from Governor Newsom's office. And she's going to have a staff of two, and you're likely going to be seeing her a lot around the state. She's not being paid with any taxpayer dollars. This is something she's volunteering to do. It's sort of in the tradition of past first ladies, only we're changing the title this time. And she'll be out and about the state talking about family issues and gender issues and probably education as well.
What do you make of the optics of all of this? Is anybody going to claim nepotism? I mean, you mentioned right there this is not costing the taxpayers money. Are there other concerns?
Jeff, I got to be honest with you. In recent years, you know, the role of the first lady has, you know, greatly sort of increased. But let's be honest about it. Nancy Reagan was a top advisor to Ronald Reagan, both when they were in Sacramento and at the White House. Maria Shriver, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, very, very active out there on the issues of women's front. She set up the California Hall of Fame, and she was busy with Alzheimer's awareness as well. And Gust, who was Jerry Brown's wife, was not only the first lady, and she didn't do much on that front, but she was his top advisor. I mean, she was a special counsel to him as governor and also in the attorney general's office. She didn't have a staff, but she had power. She was basically his chief of staff. So Jennifer Siebel Newsom walking in is sort of a combination of the two. She's going to have the platform of the first lady, although in this gender-neutral world, it's the first partner, and maybe that will be the title going forward. And she'll be active in policy, just as she was in the campaign of Gavin Newsom for governor. She was out there campaigning with him. She was an advisor on the campaign, and that's one of the reasons why she's going to the office as well.
So this is just a title change, then?
It's a title change, but also, like, we've had, like, special advisors. Like, that was Ann Gust. Ann Gust was the one that really broke through as far as roles go, because she was in the office. She was helping make appointments. She was helping making policy. I mean, she was the force behind Jerry Brown. Maria Shriver and the others, we've had first ladies. Jennifer Newsom is, like, new title and sort of a blend of the two. It remains to be seen how active she's going to be in the nuts and bolts of government, but the sheer proximity of her being just down the hall is going to have her involved in a lot of decisions.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.